I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to this segment. I'm Buddy Shula, and pain is something that the senior community just goes through. You know, I've noticed it. I got to tell you, ever since I turned like 50 years old, there's pain everywhere. I can hardly get up without everything hurting. And if you feel that way too, there's relief for that in the form of Western New York Pain Relief Center that is right here in Buffalo and Cheektowaga and Union Road. Go to WNYPainRelief.com. We're here with Dr. Christian Milioto from the Western New York Pain Center right now. And before we get any further, I'll give you the phone number. We'll do this multiple times, 650-PAIN. That's 650-7246. Welcome to the segment, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so pain is so prevalent, and we hear a lot about everybody who can help pain. All right, there's 900 people, there's medications, there's this and that that can help pain. But in the meantime, there are some people who cannot move their knee. They cannot get out of their bed because of back pain.
Yes.
They cannot. So these are real serious issues. And I know your practice very well. And you're the doctor of your practice. And you've been very successful at helping people with pain, whether it's acute pain or chronic pain.
That's yes, we have.
That's important to understand.
It is.
That if somebody just develops pain, that they can go to Western New York Pain Relief and you can help them with that. So we're going to talk about pain relief, your quality of life, improving it for the senior population. And that's all able to be done with Western New York Pain Relief. So first of all, Doc, in this segment, you've developed a method to eliminating the chronic pain, the pain that people have for days and weeks and months.
Yes.
What is that?
So it all started back when I was doing my residency. I was working at Dent Neurologic, which many of us are familiar with. I was treating at ECMC with patients who had had strokes, undergone cervical fusions, neck and back surgeries, knee and shoulder replacements. And I started looking at patient charts, and I was finding that these patients were doing therapies for months, if not years. So I started studying why this person wasn't getting better. My therapies and what I do is all researched and evidence-based medicine. So what that means is I'm always growing with the times. Things don't stay the same. They change, just like our bodies. One day you've got back pain. The next day that back pain is a 3. The next day it's an 8, a 9, a 10. You're having balance issues. Well, those are all neurologic, muscular, and skeletal trauma. And that's what chronic pain is. When people have back pain, neck pain, joint pain, nerve or muscular pain, that is all part of the musculoskeletal system, which is comprised of your spinal cord, the nerves coming out of the cord that make up what your arms and hands are and where the nerves end. And those symptoms that you develop are multiple things. They're not just your back pain. Why do you have back pain and balance issues? It's inflammation. So what I started studying was how to target each root cause of somebody's pain. And what I actually developed was a treatment protocol and a technique that is customized to the person. It's not, you know, the same thing for every single person. Everybody receives individualized and customized care.
Based on their needs.
Based on their problems. Most of my patients are seniors. They're 65 and older. They're developing stenosis, disc bulges, herniations, and these things all have to be targeted individually. I started implementing my treatment protocol and my treatment time to my individuals, and we were finding 85 to 95% reduction in symptoms and improvement in quality of life, strength, and balance in as little as 6 weeks to a maximum of 12 weeks, depending on the severity of their condition. And I've been doing this for 5 years, and we're helping thousands and thousands of people eliminate medications, drugs, and surgeries.
So we're here with Dr. Christian Milioto of Western New York Pain Relief in Cheektowaga on Union Road. Call them, schedule your appointment and consultation, 650-PAIN or 650-7246. You could also go to the website at wnypainrelief.com. The place works. Even people here at the radio station are on the program getting great results, and they were in chronic pain. All right, so are you the kind of practice, first of all, does a doctor have to refer a patient to you?
No, we are what's called a primary portal of entrance office. So somebody can call my phone, request a seminar, come in for a consultation, and see me directly. They do not need a script. They don't have to wait to go see their primary or their specialist to come to me. None of my therapies have any negative side effects, and we are here for anybody that needs us.
So any of the protocols that you do at Western New York Pain Relief, like anything you decide should be the course of action for a patient,
yes,
doesn't need a primary referral or anything else like that. When a patient calls your office,
yes,
to talk to you and your staff members at Western New York Pain Relief, they can get the protocol that you suggest based on what is going on with that person.
Yes, and many times I work with the other doctors. I believe in patient-centered care. What that means is the patient comes first. You have to deliver care to that person that they need to improve their quality of life. When somebody comes into my office, and let's say they have back pain or neuropathy, and they're having balance issues and sharp shooting pain, and they can't get out of bed or sit or stand or walk, they're on medications and injections. They're told those things are supposed to help them. They don't. There is no pain medication for joint or nerve injuries. You can only mask the symptom, and that's by affecting the brain. So a lot of times people will feel lethargic and tired. They've done injections. They've done physical therapy, chiropractic adjustments, massage, and acupuncture. When they come to us, we will work with any of those people that they're still working with. We're not here to take them from their doctor. We're here to provide the best care for them, to give them their life back, and work with those other doctors to eliminate some of the things they might be on. But our end goal, truthfully, is I don't want to see them for the rest of their life. I always tell the patient, it's an honor to work with you, and I will love every second. But my end game is to never see you again, because then I know you have your life back, and you know to pick up that phone when you need me. So I am here to work with the doctors, but no, they don't need a referral to come to me.
Do a lot of people never see you again?
There are a lot of patients.
Because of your protocol has worked?
Most of my patients have between a 75 and 95% improvements depending on the severity. And on the high end, really, most people are 85 to 95%. If you're 75, 80 years old, yeah, maybe you're going to come in once or twice a year for a tune-up or a maintenance visit. But guess what? It's because you're walking again, standing. You have your life back. You're doing the things you want to do. So a little bit of soreness after mowing the lawn is much better than not being able to get out of a chair.
If people aren't going to the Western New York Pain Relief Center to get rid of their pain, what are they doing? Where are they going? Where are they taking drugs? What are they doing?
Well, there's a lot of different things people do. You know, when you have back, joint, or nerve pain, you're going to go and generally see your primary. Maybe you'll go see a chiropractor or a physical therapist or a specialist who will maybe do a nerve conduction test or x-rays and MRIs. And then there's a course of action. Most of the time, when it comes to medical treatment of back, joint, or nerve pain, it's injections, prescription medication, hopefully not surgery, but in many cases, surgeries. Chiropractic care, they're going to adjust you. Physical therapy, they're going to try and strengthen you. But when people don't get better, there's a reason why. And that's because that chronic pain, as I mentioned earlier, is a development of things over time. Just like you said earlier, people could have acute pain or chronic pain. You could have a slip and fall and hurt your back. But what happens when that pain goes away a couple weeks later, but then comes back 6 months later? Well, you already had the condition. It didn't heal. And now it has become chronic. I have a seminar, for example. The patients that come to my seminar and the individuals, they're there to learn about the issues they have and how they can improve their lives. And I always ask them, I said, how long does it take for chronic pain to develop? Many people think it takes years or weeks or months. It takes 7 days. If your body can't heal a condition associated with a joint, nerve, or muscular damage within 7 days, it starts to develop chronicity to that pain. So your body knows something's wrong and it's trying to fix it. Over time, that will continue to get worse, which is what we feel.
You have another seminar. And by the way, I know a lot of people who go to your seminars. And what's great and what they tell me they like about your seminars is that you're there and that they can ask questions. You talk to people from a broad standpoint about pain in general, but you also see them on an individual basis too afterwards, or whether you need that, they get to talk to the doctor.
Yeah, I love doing the seminars because when I sit down with those people, they're there to learn about themselves. They're there to learn about their conditions, some of the medications they're on, understanding what's going on with their body, but the end goal for them is they're looking to get better and they've been struggling. So for anybody listening to this who has thought that there's no hope and there's no end game for their therapy besides medications and injections, I hope to bring hope to you. Whether you just learn something from me and maybe you don't treat with me, I can teach people what's going on with their body. You should understand what's wrong. Many times people come in for a consultation, they don't understand the MRI or the x-ray they had. They'll tell me the neurologist or the doctor looked at it and said, oh, it's arthritis. Oh, it's this or that. Oh, you have a disc bulge. Well, I sit with people for an hour or longer sometimes going through their history and explaining to them what's going on. And by the end of it, they look at me and most of the time they say, wow, no one's ever really explained to me what's going on with my body. And what I just learned is crazy. And to me, I find that kind of mind-blowing, because when you become a doctor, you pledge to give the best of yourself and the best of your care to the person that you're working with. That means educating the person, not looking at them and thinking that they can't understand it. I make people understand conditions that you can't even pronounce. So when I sit down and talk to people, when we break things down into layman's terms, it's very easy to understand it. But the most important part is it's your body. You should know what's wrong.
So is going to Western New York Pain Relief, and we are here with Dr. Kristen Milioto, 650-PAIN, 650-7246. If you want to get out of pain, Western New York Pain Relief is how you do it. You do not need a primary referral. If you're in pain and anywhere in your body, it could be your pinky, your nose, your ear, your back, whatever it is, go to the Western New York Pain Relief Center. That's why they're called Pain Relief. It was because that's what they solve, is pain. And they do it in different ways than you're probably used to. But these ways work for your patients, don't they?
Yes. When people come to us, they can't stand. They can't walk long distances. They're struggling to live their lives and take care of themselves. We're getting older. The patients that come to us are not only having functional and quality of life improvement, they're maintaining it for years. They're reducing their pain medications and injections, and they're aging gracefully. And that's what I want to do for them.
Explain this evidence-based medicine for a second.
Yeah, so evidence-based medicine is using researched and studied therapies that actually show a true clinical outcome for helping somebody heal. All of the therapies in my office do that. They target nerve and joint disorders. They help that tissue heal. So our end game is not to mask a symptom or to prolong the pain that they're feeling. It's to actually accelerate the healing process of what that person's dealing with. And it doesn't matter if they've had the injury for 2 days, 2 years, or 20 years. And it doesn't matter how old you are. My oldest patient's 103. She came to me in a wheelchair and left with an assisted cane in 12 weeks. That's a big deal. Yeah. She went from not being able to walk and do anything she wanted to do to living her day freely, driving again comfortably, and living proudly and safely. We know as we get older, we're worried about things like hip fractures. You need to be strong. And that's what we help people do.
Dr. Kristen Milioto and the Western New York Pain Relief Center. You've drove by probably 100 times. That's on Union Road in Cheektowaga. Most importantly is you're not going to find this pain relief by not seeing Dr. Milioto in the Western New York Pain Center. If you're interested in what he's talking about, you have to schedule a consultation. And that's 650-PAIN, 650-PAIN. That's 650-7246 for the Western New York Pain Relief Center of Western New York. Doctor, great segment. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent. And I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.